Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Norma Mintz, and today we will be studying the final perek of Sefer Daniel, Perek Yud Bet, Chapter 12. Yesterday, we learned Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11, which is another apocalyptic vision that Daniel experiences. The angel tells Daniel that after four Persian, or perhaps Persian-Median kings, a great Greek king will come, and he will be a force of domination. After his rise, however, his empire will be divided into four, with two leaders in particular rising to prominence. The text then predicts in significant detail the unfolding of history in both the Greek and Roman empires. Finally, the perek concludes with a description of a war that will take place near the end of days. We left off describing the king who initiated this war, coming to an unceremonious end after an attempt to conquer Har Tzvi Kodesh, the holy coveted mountain of Israel. Perek Yud Bet opens with Michael, the heavenly prince, about whom there is a midrashic tradition that his role is to protect Israel from its enemies and to defend Bnei Israel in the heavenly tribunal. As a side note, there are other opinions, such as the Ramban on the Torah, who assert that Am Yisrael is unique among nations in that they do not need such an emissary, but at least in this context, this seems to present things differently, and since the Ramban does not have a commentary on Daniel, to my knowledge, we don't learn about his understanding of this pasuk anywhere else. As the earthly battle of the previous perek takes place, Michael stands at the ready to support Am Yisrael. Pasuk Aleph states, "Vayta et zara, asher lo nihyata mihiyot goy ad ha'etahi." There shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. This will be a clear time of trouble and distress. This perhaps alludes to what the Talmud warns us will be a period of Chevlei Mashiach, the pangs that precede Mashiach's actual arrival, though ultimately the nation will be saved. Rashi explains that the book that is referenced here is actually our very Sefer, Sefer Daniel, as this salvation will occur just as we find in this very Sefer, though the Malbim believes that this is referencing God's book of life, as those that will be saved are those that Hashem deems to be worthy and are then inscribed in the book of life. In Pasuk Bet we learn, V'rabim mishenei admat afar yakitsu, Ela lechaye olam, ve'ela lecharafot ledir on olam. And many who sleep in the dust of the earth will awaken, these for eternal life, and those for disgrace, for eternal abhorrence. This pasuk serves as a source for the notion of Tchiyat Hametim, the resurrection of the dead. The Rambam understands this principle to be one of the 13 Ikarei HaEmunah, principles of faith. There is some disagreement as to whether this will occur for all those who die or for only the righteous. The Malbim brings both opinions, stating either that it is reward for righteousness or that it enables the undeserving to receive punishment but also to witness the truth with the redemption of Bnei Israel and the indisputable oneness of God's being. The next verse perhaps supports the first opinion, as it seems to assert that the wise and righteous will serve as a lodestar to others. Daniel is then told that he should obscure the content of this vision until the end of times, which Ibn Ezra explains is the difficult to understand version that we are given in this very Sefer. Many will then attempt to understand the mystery of the Ketz, the end of times. It seems perhaps that these principles are important for us to understand and internalize, but that we are not meant to receive or learn the details about its realization. In Psukim 5 through 13, we have the closing events of the Sefer. Daniel spots two figures, each standing on opposite shores of the riverbank. The Pasuk calls the river the Yaor, but the commentators generally seem to agree that it is unlikely that it is the Nile, and it is most likely the Chidekel, as we encountered before. One of these figures then asks the angel clothed in linen, who has been speaking with Daniel since the start of the 10th Perek, how long will it be until the mysterious end? The angel responds as follows. Ki lemoed moadim vechatsi Ukachalot nafat yad amkadosh tichlena chol eile. It shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when they have made an end of breaking in pieces the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. While Daniel, like us, does not understand such an answer, this, quote, time, times, and a half, end quote, is parallel to what we saw in Parak 7, the 7th Parak, verse 25, which also described our enduring suffering until we reach a time and times and half a time, as in both psukim, this can be understood as 3.5 units of time. The angel responds that these matters will remain unclear until the end of time, though he states that at such a time, the righteous will ultimately be able to attain proper understanding, though the wicked will not. In verse 11, the angel seems to clarify further. From the time the daily offering was removed and the mute abomination was put in the temple, he counts 1,290 days. He then adds that one who waits for 1,335 years is praiseworthy. The days in these psukim are understood as literal days by some commentators or as years by others, either of which is a reasonable translation in the Tanakh. Ibn Ezra understands this to be speaking about days, asserting that the same time period was described in the 9th Perek in Pasuk 27, where the Pasuk described a period of half a week of years, or half of a Shemitah period, meaning 3.5 years. That number of days would be very close to 1,290. The Pasuk there also describes a cessation of the offering, and the language is very similar. He understands our Pasuk to therefore be describing the final days leading up to the destruction of the Second Temple. The second number of 1,335 days refers to how long we will have to endure the Eitz Tzara, the difficult period that the angel describes in the first Pasuk of our Perek. However, Rashi and most other commentators understand these psukim to be discussing numbers of years. And he states that these 1,290 years must pass from the time of the Exodus, in addition to the 2,300 years mentioned previously in the 8th Perek, until we reach the true redemption. Then, we must wait an additional 45 years, wherein Mashiach is once again hidden from us, at which point we reach the 1,335 years of the 12th Pasuk. As we discussed previously, this is a date that has already passed, so it remains quite difficult for us to understand. Finally, the Sefer ends with instruction to Daniel. Va'ata lech laketz, v'tanuach, v'ta'amod l'goralcha, laketz hayamin. As for you, go to your end. You will rest. Then arise for your portion at the end of days. Daniel, finally, has earned his rest. When we think back on Daniel through all of the prakim of the Sefer, we recognize a man who has endured much. In the first 6 prakim, he serves as a model of faith and religious practice in a world that is antithetical to such values. One does not generally feel his ambivalence in his mission. However, he is stalwart in his devotion to Hashem, and he is a man who impacts others through his character. In the final 6 prakim, however, as he is given visions of the future, some or all of which ultimately herald the coming of Mashiach, Daniel is heavily burdened and confused by these visions. Perhaps, in some ways, it is easier to live in the struggles of the present than have to bear the weight of the future, with its many paths and its many questions. As such, in this final pasuk, Rashi explains that the angel tells Daniel that his time will come, and he will pass away, and then he will rest, until he finally arises once again at the end of days. In our last parak, we hear about the difficult days we will endure in the days when Mashiach first comes, in addition to the promise of the resurrection of the dead. Daniel then sees 2 figures by the bank of the river, one of whom asks the angel, "Until when will we have to wait for the redemption?" The angel gives a response that is difficult for Daniel to understand, and goes on to tell him 2 sets of numbers of days, or perhaps years. He then tells Daniel that he will pass away before the end, though he will ultimately be resurrected in the days of Mashiach. As a closing thought, I would like to share with you all, in our final pasuk, we find the expression, the end of days, which would normally be written as ketz hayamim, But here, it is written as Ketz Hayamina, with a nun, which literally should translate as the right, meaning as opposed to the left, end. While this is grammatically an acceptable alternative way of writing this word in Biblical Hebrew, the Midrash in Echa Rabbah makes note of this diction and connects it to a pasuk in Echa, chapter 2, pasuk 3. God withdrew his right hand in the presence of the enemy. In this context, the right is symbolic of kindness. Bezrat Hashem, when we achieve the gula, we will achieve the Ketz Hayamin, and we will once again feel God's full kindness. Until then, we must look for him, and we must trust his plan, putting our faith in the eternal words of the Rambam. Ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima beviyat ha-mashiach, va'af al pi she'yitmameya, im kol zeh achakelo b'chol yom she'yavo. I believe with complete faith in the coming of Mashiach. And even though he tarries in waiting, in spite of that, I will still wait expectantly for him each day that he will come. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.